I think there was just a group of a lot of us that got to kind of build off each other and compete with each other and push each other. And I think that's why we're seeing this younger generation do a lot better, because we see one person do something who, you know, we've played with and practiced with forever, then the rest of the group feels like they can do it too. And I think we've just had a lot of healthy competition and pushed each other, and maybe that's something that the other generations didn't have as much of.
Me. Thank you. Hi, Taylor. We know that one of the biggest challenges of a tournament like Acapulco is, of course, the weather. What can you say about the importance of preparation as well as hydration to face a challenge like this?
Yeah, it's really important here to be ready, especially with, I guess, how the weather can be. It can be really humid, so you have to hydrate really well and recover well. The matches are very physical. The courts are very rough, so it's like tough on the body. But I don't know. I just kind of have my routine. I try to eat well, ice bath, recover, sleep well, and usually that's all I can do.
Hi, Taylor. Jaime Sandoval from Grupo Radio Centro. You take that win against Tiafoe. You have a great record against American tennis players. How do you analyze that? Because your next rival is also American.
I've always played well against everyone, and we all know each other's games well, and I don't know, I think I've been on the winning side of a lot of very close matches, to be honest. I think a lot of those matches that I've won against other Americans definitely could have gone either way, so I don't know, I wouldn't look that much into it, but hopefully it continues.
Hi, Karen Moran from Mr. Newspaper. You played many times against Tommy. What do you expect tomorrow?
He's playing very well lately, and he moves really well. He comes in net, volleys very well, so I expect him to probably try and move me around the court as much as possible, come to net, and probably try to be aggressive and not let me play my game.
Hi, Taylor. We saw that you talk to yourself a lot during a match. So how do you work the mental part during a game?
I just, as the match is going on, I think it's important to like kind of just get my thoughts out and analyze things. And, you know, sometimes after a point, I want to tell myself something and remember it, and then I just kind of move on to the next point. And I don't know, it's just me, like, I guess, like, strategizing and stuff.
Hi, Taylor. Lately, and especially in this tournament, we've seen a different player. Have you worked your mental or emotional, psychological part in the last year?
No, not really. I just, I think when I'm playing well and I'm confident in my shots, the mental side of it just comes a lot easier for me, because I'm more confident and I trust what I'm doing. So in the pressure situations, I feel confident and I handle the moments better, just because I feel confident in my game.